Yes, Michael.
I work with probably the top 10% of the achieving women in the world. They're CEOs, they're owners of corporations, and they outperform the men, whom I also work with, probably 2 to 4 times.
Multitasking has its benefits.
Oh yeah. Example, typical, not atypical, but typical. Physician, ER physician, 3 kids, and runs a $20 million company, and she practices medicine, ER medicine, still one night a week, just to keep her skills in touch.
Yep.
And does it on 2 or 3 or 4 hours sleep. That's all she says she needs.
Yeah.
My question is this. I'm not sure that they're not paying, they being the superwomen, a huge price for their achievement. What is it in your experience that they give up? What's the cost? What's the price? Because they're achieving in both realms, but it looks to me like over time, I'm talking 20 years,
yep,
they begin to wear down and disintegrate.
Yeah. Literally from the inside out.
Yes.
Yeah. I'll speak from my experience, which has been validated by physicians who've been in our courses, and one of the people in our Mastering Leadership program is actually an expert on women's diseases and who's validated all the things that we teach. And as far as I can tell, the fuel for productivity is testosterone. And men have about 16 times, naturally about 16 times more testosterone than women do. You've got the fuel. A woman's testosterone, half of it comes from her ovaries, and the other half comes from her adrenal gland. And it comes with adrenaline. So they go together. So when we go into man mode, do you know there's a crisis, we've got to produce something, we've got to make something happen, we've got a goal, we've got to focus. When we go to man mode, it comes with adrenaline. And what they've seen in women is that we're having two kinds of problems. One problem is adrenal burnout. We literally blow out our adrenal gland. And then we're exhausted. And the other thing is that much adrenaline in your system over a prolonged period of time damages your organs. So physically, it kills us. What you're talking about, it kills us. We have heart attacks in our 30s. I mean, just incredible things happening to us physically. That's just the physical part. Where we're going to go to after the break is describing this whole part of the puzzle, the human spirit part of the puzzle. And that part of the puzzle is virtually non-existent in a woman who spends all her time being masculine. The expression of human spirit is like this. Those women are not described as radiant.
As what?
Radiant.
Yeah.
They don't get described as radiant, which is natural for a woman to be radiant. So there's the price in human spirit is huge. The price in the family who isn't now being fed by a woman, which we'll be talking about on the other side of the puzzle. There's a whole impact in the family. In the organization, there's an impact. And ultimately, it's really our society and our world that's suffering from the masculinization of women. It's out of balance.
Yeah.
And a big piece of that is men. Who suffers the most is men. Because you need us.
Yeah.
You need femininity.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you, Michael. Hi.